You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Paul Leifer, professor of electrical engineering at Laterno. Take a listen.
Well, my story begins actually 40 years ago. I received a phone call, a Macedonian phone call. And it was from Dr. Bill Graff, who taught electrical engineering here for many years. I had known Bill when he was a professor at Drexel University in Philly, and I was a grad student. And Bill called me up pretty much out of the blue, and he said, please come down and visit us. We need some help. Come down and visit us and then pray about being part of what we're doing here. I was familiar with Laterno University. I'd heard of it many times before. I found out I had actually applied once years before that. But I came down at Bill's encouragement, saw what was going on here, realized God was really working here, realized I could fit here. And it wasn't too long before I said, yes, I would like to be an applicant for this position. And a few months later, I got the offer to come down here. So we moved down from Kansas City, where I was doing a postdoc, to begin working on the faculty here. And that was in 1979. And so I got a chance to work with a good friend, Bill Graff, and teach in the department where he was for many, many years. That's been very special. What keeps me here? What keeps me here is a few things. I really enjoy the people I work with. I have a wonderful group of people that are part of engineering. I really enjoy the students that God sends here, and I really believe in the mission. This new statement of every workplace, every nation, that we can be a blessing and have an impact on every workplace and every nation, that's tremendous. And the fact that we can be a blessing in sharing God's love and Christ's message, that's perfect. So engineering at Laterno is how do we take the math and the science that we've learned and use it to benefit people and use it for God's glory. So that implies both the ethical aspect as well as the projects we do, as well as the end result of how these projects are going to be used. As far as some of the recent things that have been going on, I'm really proud of last year's design students, my senior design team. They had a chance to develop a non-invasive hemoglobin meter. It was something they heard of that the Free Burma Rangers wanted. And so they tackled that project. And at the end of the year, they were successful in making something that didn't require drawing blood, and was able to use just the shining of light through the fingertips to be able to extract the hemoglobin from that and make something that could be read and was almost as accurate as a commercial meter. In doing that, they entered it into the Engineering World Health Competition, first time they'd ever entered, and took first place in this international competition. So really, really proud of them. This year I'm working with a team that wanted to do Engineering World Health again, and the project they were given was from Samaritan's Purse. And what Samaritan's Purse really wanted was a surgical table that could be folded and portable and transported anywhere in the world, assembled within minutes, and replacing some things that were costing upwards of $30,000. So that's the project that my seniors are working on this semester. One of the most exciting things for me is to see how my students have developed and grown. There are several students that we had in class over the years who've gone on and actually have become professors. They finished a PhD, and now they are impacting students around the world. So that's been fun. As I think about the issue of why engineering in a Christian university, I think of a few things. The background for why we can actually do engineering is totally biblical. It comes out of the dominion mandate, where God said to take dominion of the earth, use what he's given us, both the skills he's given us and the raw materials of nature and develop it in a way that really benefits people. The other aspect is the how we do it, and that's where the ethics comes in. That's where we want to be biblical in what we do. The interesting thing is that there is an engineering code of ethics that I think is a very, very good code of ethics. Every single one of the engineering societies has a code of ethics. And the very first statement is that engineers shall hold paramount, way up at the top, the safety, health, and welfare of the public. And that's a biblical idea. So we can certainly endorse the code of ethics as we do our engineering. One of the things I've noticed in student growth over the years is that they very often enter college thinking that there is a single numerical answer to every single problem. And as they go on and they take design courses, they realize that what they really need to do is satisfy a number of different constraints and actually come up with an optimum solution, that there may be several solutions that will solve a problem, and it's actually a complete system. It's not a single number. And they need to find out what is the best possible solution for the problem that they have. So that involves quite a bit of higher level thinking.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.